Today's good news, no sweat news, starts in Fredericksburg, Texas.
Oh, okay. Fredericksburg, yes. Texas.
Now, I think this is good news. You be the judge. Of course, it might not be good news for the animals.
Oh, no.
Dayline, Texas, despite being a hot spot for COVID and just going through a tropical storm, the Texas Testicle Festival... will go on as planned this Saturday.
Excuse me, what was the second part of that festival's name?
The Texas...
I got the Texas part.
Testicle.
The
festival.
Word. The second word was testicle.
Testicle festival. This is good news for anyone willing to risk their life to eat lots of different kinds of animal testes.
I'm going to pass on that because my last name is not Dahmer. That's psychotic.
The organizer of the Testicle Festival, Claire Ball.
Oh, no, no, no. Her name is not Claire Ball.
Her name is Claire Ball. Okay. Yes. Organizer of the Testicle Festival in Fredericksburg, Texas. Her name is Miss Ball, has announced
I guess it could be worse. Her name could be Nicoletta Nutt.
Ms. Ball has announced that they will adhere to strict social distancing policies, which is going to be easy for me because you're not going to find me anywhere near that dump.
Yeah, I'll be, forget about 6 feet. I'll be 600 miles away from this disgusting festival.
Now, at the January event, the festival served up fried turkey, lamb, and veal testicles.
Oh, my God. Turkey testicles?
I didn't know turkeys had balls.
I would have not imagined that's possible.
I mean, I figure lamb, sure.
Lamb, veal. I can understand, but a bird?
Turkey balls?
What does that even like look like? Tiny little grapes or something?
Do you need a microscope to find them?
Who would discover that? Who would say, this turkey's got so much delicious meat on it? But I'm going to look for these two little testicles on them.
I want the really dark meat, Dave.
Oh, God.
What the hell?
It's...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, good news? Unless you're a turkey.
This officially proves, though, that there is a festival for everything.
Yeah, hear that.
And we thought it was just, Star Trek and Star Wars.
Festival. Dateline China for story number two. A sperm bank in the Yunnan province is now begging men for donations because apparently there's a big sperm shortage due to the pandemic.
Well, don't worry about it. I'm really backed up. I'll tell you. Just send me a few jars and a couple of videos for free.
I don't know if you'll pass the strict regimen of tests.
What's wrong with me?
Well, applicants have to meet certain criteria. You got to be 20 to 40 years old. You can't be balding or have hair loss. Mm. And you can't be short-sighted.
Oh, I got 20/20 vision. So,
I thought I was doing more of that sort of activity during COVID, to blow off steam. Maybe men in China don't relax the same way I do. And quite possibly that's why I need the glasses in the first place, and I don't qualify to be an applicant. But if you happen to be in the Yunnan province any time now, well, the sperm banks are looking for you.
Well, like I said, David Max willing to volunteer.
There it is.
I got sperm.
Always willing to do his part.
Yeah, well, I have to serve.
Today, we finally wrap up in England. A doctor in Yorkshire, England, just ran almost a whole marathon with a face mask on his face to prove that, no, masks don't cut down on your oxygen levels. So, Karen and Kurt, put a gas on if you're going to be in public and you can't social... Isn't Kurt the male version of Karen?
Yeah, I keep hearing it's either Kurt or Kevin or Brad.
Yeah. Oh, Brad. It could be Brad.
But I don't know.
This doctor ran 22 miles to work and wore one of those oxygen sensors on his finger that the doctor puts on when he does the check. Right. His oxygen levels never went below 98% of normal. So, yeah. You can wear a mask, and it's not going to threaten your life.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about watching the baseball. I was impressed with the umpires wearing the masks. Yeah. Obviously, they would be in the age range.
Sure.
But I saw all the umps. It was 98 degrees in Washington, And you're talking about, you know, that it seems like it would be difficult to do.
They
had it on the entire game. So, mm-hmm. you know what? If that can. And we're seeing some players do it.
Yep.
Didi Gregorius, yep. now of the Phillies, is wearing a mask.
So there it is. Today's no sweat news. We'll see you Friday for the quiz.